Begin. Got a lot to do, Biz Hashem. Daniel, let's have you read today, okay?
Me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Let's begin the Taisus here on Daf Hey Amid Aleph. Okay? You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Let's see the Gemara here. Okay? We're on the Taisus, Dibra Maskil, Mumchala Rabin. Okay? Remember we said that there was a machloikus Rav Shri Ragon, whether it meant you were experienced or it meant you were publicized as a Talmud Chacham. What did the phrase Mumchala Rabin mean? Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mumchala Rabin.
Mumchala Rabin, Avagav the Hai Mumchala Rabin, Hanyu Mumirna, Hanyu.
Do you want to use a Gemara or? Right. So even though the word Mumchala Rabin means Gemirna v'Savirna, like we concluded, right? That's what we're saying. It means Gemirna v'Savirna. Gemirna means a baki. Savra mino svaras. Go ahead. Shemumchala Rabin. That the Baldin can refuse going to a certain Beisdin, Posel V'Holech, he can always refuse Dayanim until that they finally decided on going to the Beisdin Shehum Chala Rabin. So what does that mean? Lav the what?
Lav the Nibai Gamir V'Savir, Rechiyavar Nachman, the Hassam Beisdin Kamar.
Right, when you deal with a full-fledged Beisdin of three, they don't have to be talented like Gamir V'Savir. The Kevin Shehaim. Oh, so once you deal with a Beis Din fully, then they're considered to be a full Beis Din, and they're Mumchum L'Rabim, and therefore since it's a full Beis Din, they're Mumchum L'Rabim, they don't have to be Gomer V'Savir. Aval. But a Yachid is not considered Mumchum L'Rabim until it's Gomer V'Savir. So Taisus writes Beferish that Halacha L'Maisa, that there is a need Beferish for a Mumchala Rabin, a Beisdin that's an entity, doesn't need to be Gomer V'Savir. They have to be known that they're good fellows. Maybe they have to be experienced, like Rosh Hiragon. But a Yachid has to be a higher level. So Taisus Chiddush is, let's get it down, that a Yachid, Mumchala Rabin, who's a Yachid that's Mumchala Rabin, Dan Afili Yechidi, Ar Gomar, in the top line, is referring to someone who's talented as a Gomer V'Savir. But the Gomar in the beginning of the third parak of Zeb Boyer, that the Beis Din on its own is a special entity, they don't have to be of the Madrega of Gomer V'Savir. There's no need to have of them to be on the Madrega of Gomer V'Savir. That's Taisus Chiluk that he says Beferish. Yes, Johnny.
Do we say that the Shlosha doesn't be Gomer V'Savir? Because we said previously, because when you have three, there's probably going to be one that's going to be a Gomer anyways.
Could be, but Lamais, we said the Efshar the Leisbu Gomer V'Savir, right? There's got to be at least one guy that's a Gomer V'Savir. Could be Lamais. You don't need
that's
to have
like
all
the,
three.
The thought process, I guess.
Yeah, you don't need to have all three. That's the Poshup Shot based on the Gemara and Gimel and Aleph. That's a good point. That's the Poshup Shot. But the, what I want you to get is the clear distinction that basis is a basis of three does not have to be Gomer V'Savir. It has to be Mefursim. And Mefursim either meant like Rosh Hiragon that it's publicized or the Menusa meant that they're experienced. Okay? All right, that's the first Taisus. Okay, we got that clear. Now, we're going to get into this week, Bez Hashem, the institution of Smicha with Netilas Yeshuas, and I just want to point out, and I have here Yaakov, I borrowed your Yad Ramah here, I'll give it to you after Shir. Yad Ramah points out, I want you to get it down, that a Yachid that Samach is chayv to pay, because we don't view Smicha as Netilas Yeshuas. I want you to get this Machlaikis, a very important Machlaikis, okay? When I asked Rav Shevlin this a few weeks ago, he assumed it's a Davar Pashut that it's not. But the truth is, it's a Machlokes in the Rishonim. The Yad Ramah says that a Yochid that has Smicha has to pay Sarich L'Shalem if you don't have B'li Netilas Yeshus. You need Netilas Yeshus from the Reish Galusa. If you don't have Netilas Yeshus from the Reish Galusa, the din is that you have to what? The din is you have to pay. Okay? However, that's the Shita of the Yad Ramah. However, the Shita of the Ramban that is quoted by the Ran says no, that Smicha is Kamo Netilas Yeshus, and therefore, even without a formal Netilas Yeshus, you are Pater from paying. This is a fundamental machlokes I want you to get between the Adramah and the Ramban. Is smicha automatic until Shushus or not? Shushat the thought posture that it was, but it's clear it's a machlokes Yishonim, and in the footnotes in 64, he points out this machlokes Yishonim, that according to the Ramban, a yachat samach is potik, a mishum smicha b'makam rishus miroish galusa. Beferish. So it's a machlokes in the Rishonim. And the Shiloh. Now with this introduction in mind now, okay, now we have to see what exactly happened here in the Gemara here. Let's see it the Pharisee side, okay? What exactly happens here in the Gemara regarding the Psak Halacha? So let's refresh our memories. What was the Shiloh? The Shiloh was Halacha Lamaisa, someone who's Gomer Vesavar and Netilas Yishus, is good. But what happens is Gomer Vesavar, he didn't have Netilas Yishus. Is the Din or not? So what the Gemara proved, Tashma, that we assumed the Paskin, he made a mistake. And what did Rav Yosef say? Im kibla lecha lo teshalim, v'im lo zil shlim. Right? He said, if you're makabla upon yourselves, you don't have to pay. And if you weren't makabla upon yourselves, you must pay. But what does that imply? That the din is a good din, right? The only question is whether you got to pay or not, right? That was the Gemara proved, okay? So this is what we got to figure out today, okay? What exactly is this v'ilo, v'zil, v'ilo, okay? So firstly, let's get the first possibility. The first side is as follows. And then we got to get to the Rashi and the Tais and other Shitas. What does it mean in Kiblo Alecha Lo Teshalim? Let's get it down. What does it mean? Daniel, are you with me?
Yeah.
What does it mean in Kiblo Alecha Lo Teshalim? What were your makabla upon yourselves? What's the reason why a dying that's mekabalim upon themselves v'tah is potter from pain? So the first svara was the Ramban and the Balamor. What's the Ramban and Balamor say beferish? The Ramban and Balamor say beferish that what? The reason why you're considered to be potter is because of your v'tahs. There was an onus. And that's tafkin kiblu aleim. So you're called an onus because you're chayv laduno some. Alright? So what does it mean im kiblu alachim? According to the Ramban and Balamor. What is the phrase kiblu alaihu lo tishalem me? What does that phrase mean? Why is that? Lo tishalem. Why is that phrase so? Why isn't it kiblu alaihu lo tishalem? Why is it? If the dayanim, if the baledinim were kiblu alaihu lo tishalem, why is that so? So let's get this phrase. What does it mean? So according to the Ramban and the Balamor, what does it mean? It means you're potter because of onus. Meaning that if they accepted upon you, if you were accepted upon to judge a din Torah, then you are potter from paying. Because Allah Almighty, once they accepted upon you to be your judges, you're chayv to judge them, and therefore you're potter from paying. Lo tishalim. But if they didn't accept you and you did it against their will, then you're not an onus. Because who forced you to judge them? You weren't forced to judge them. Once they accepted upon yourselves to be judges, they were a kabbal upon themselves. Kiblu alaihu to be judges. You have to judge them. If you have to judge them, then you're potter from paying if you made a mistake. You're boxed in a corner. And therefore we say you're potter because onus chamana patri. Okay? That's the first part of this phrase in the Gemara. Kiblu alaihu lo tishalim. The Rabban and the Balamor say you're an onus because you're chayavin ladun. Chayavin ladun osam. You are chayiv to judge them. If you're chayiv to judge them, then it's not fair if I make a mistake. I'm potter. Why am I chayiv to judge them? Because I accepted the deal. They wanted me to do it, so I got to do it. So it's not fair that I have to pay if I made a mistake. So that's one way of learning that phrase. Okay? Number two way is the Adramah and the Rosh. And they say that a yachid mumcha can judge a guy against their will. So what was the Kabbalah? The Kabbalah was potter from paying if there's a mistake. In other words, they say, halacha l'maisa, okay? They say that the Rosh and the Yad Ramah say differently. They say that Yachid can be what? Can judge someone, Baal Korcha. Yachid, Yachol, Ladun, Baal Korcha. That he can judge someone against his will. A Yachid can judge someone against his will.
Isn't that what Ramban said?
No, we said only if they're mekabel lemaisa.
Right.
Only if they're mekabalah. The Rosh and the Yad Ramah say, or even without a kabbalah, a yachid can force himself upon them and judge them. Yachal indu akorcha b'li kabbalah. So then, what is the kabbalah? So you tell me. So then, what's the kabbalah?
The kabbalah
Oh, no, the Kabbalah is that if there's a mistake, that they're putter from paying. Achein, the Kabbalah is that what? The Kabbalah is kashir tohu. They are what? They are putter. Okay? So in other words, you got to work this in two ways. When it says in the Gemara, kiblu alaychu lo tishalim, what that means is that according to the Baal Amor and the Ramban, a Yaka can't judge them Baal Korcha. So if they are makabel them to be judged, then you're mechuyev to judge them. But it's not fair that I should have to pay if I make a mistake. So I'm punter. Fine. But according to Rosh and Yad Ramah, Baal Korcha, I can be makabel, Yaka can coerce them to judge. So therefore, what's the point of the Kabbalah? Kabbalah was to step it up a level and to say that what? And to say that I am what? I'm punter if a mistake is made. So there are two different approaches in Rishonim how to learn it. In fact, the Chiddush Aran has a third way I want you to get. The Chiddush Aran of Damascus E says that the time of the Kabbalah that it works is ki'ilu that you had Rishus from the Rosh Agola, the Reish Galusa. He is sholed on Klal Yisrael. He gave permission. So a Baal Din, that's Makabal Dayanim, they are like Shlitim al Atzman, and therefore they're Pater if there's a mistake made. So the Chiddush Aran is a little bit of a different beer. You just get it down. Chiddush Aran says, as if ki'ilu, not l'rishus, may what? May rosh agol. Meaning from the exilarch, no, the reish galusa. So the three, yeah, the Kabbalah is exactly as if they got a Kabbalah from the what? From the reish galusa, so they're popped. So the first phrase of the Gemara that kiblu alaych lo tishalim, we're saying that we can learn it in one of three ways. Okay? We can say that what? We're coming from the approach that really onus come on a patre, and since I'm chayav to judge them, I invoke the din of onus. Or a yachid anyway could force guys to judge. So what's the Kabbalah ligands do? That if you make a mistake, you're potter. Or number three, the Kabbalah is if they had a formal Kabbalah from the Reish Galusa, and you're potter. Now what are some nafkaminis within this, guys? Let's get it. What are some nafkaminis within this what? Within this category? Okay? So some nafkaminas are, the Shach writes at Simon Chafei Sifkot and Tedvav, the nafkaminas between the reasons are three hedyotos that they're mekabel aleim and they make a mistake. What do you say in that case? Shlosha hedyotos. What will be the din? Shlosha hedyotos, okay? And they made a mistake. Kiblu, they're a mekabel, these guys. Kiblu aleim, v'tol. What do you say in this case? What will be the din by three guys when there was a Kabbalah that they should be what? The Dayanim. And they made a mistake. What do you say according to Yad Ramah and the Rush? Since they can judge them Baal Korcha, obviously the Kabbalah was the what? The three judges could judge against their will, right? It's a Beis Din. They could call them in and come into Beis Din. So obviously what was the Kabbalah Uri? Not to be judged because the three guys could judge them against their will anyway. So what was the Kabbalah? Potter from paying, exactly. So according to the what, please get it down. According to the Rosh and the Yad Ramah, they would be potter. But according to the Ramban and the Baal Amor, what would you say? What would you say according to the Baal Amor and the Ramban? Can three guys force? No. According to the Ramban and the Baal Amor, they can't force them to judge. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa, we see b'feirish, they can't force them to judge. So they can't force them to judge. What was the function of their Kabbalah? The function of their Kabbalah was what? To judge them. Right? What was the function of the Kabbalah according to Rabban and the Baal Amor? That you should be our judges, because they can't force them anyway. But they therefore the what the mistake is what they'll be what?
Is that they weren't educated. So they
no, but in the mistake, will it be chayiv or patur? They'll be chayiv. They'll be chayiv. Because the Kabbalah was speaking to them what? That they should be the judges, but not if they make a mistake. So Mimeila, that would be a very good nafkamina, the Shach points out.
What about Ones?
What do you mean, what about Ones?
So the
Kabbalah Lamaisa was a Shloshe Yotos that they should be judges. Lamaisa. So now that they're a Kabbalah, right, they're Mechuyiv what? They're Mechuyiv to what? They're Mechuyiv to what? They're Mechuyiv to judge. So we said, by Yachid Mumcha, Halacha Lamaisa, right? By a Yachid Mumcha, we said, B'feirish, that what? Onis, and they're chayiv and ladun because they had a Kabbalah. So they should be potter. So that's what the Shach says. He says, Shaladas, Ramban, Vabalamor, you chayavin, Kainan she'enim, you chayavin ladun, ve'enim anusin. Right? They're not chayiv and ladun, they're not anusin. Right? They're not chayavim ladum. Shloshe yotos kiblu aleihem. No, but you don't need a kabbalah for shloshe yotos. They're a beis din. There's no kabbalah. They're a beis din. They're a legitimate beis din on their own. You don't need a formal kabbalah. So if you don't need a formal kabbalah, lemaisa, what's going on? So the pashup shot is that what? You're the ones that what? You're the ones that got into this. So Mamela, according to what? According to the Rosh according to the Ramban and Balamor, they would be what? They would be mechuyif to pay. Because they're based in on their own. The Kabbalah was what? Is that they're going to what? The Halacha Lamaisa, they're going to listen to them. They're going to listen to them. Fine! They're going to listen to them. But you can't tell me Halacha Lamaisa that what? That like a Yachid Mumcha can't be forced. Now that what they accepted, Lamaisa were forced to judge. So one guy's forced to judge, he makes a mistake, he pays. So that's the Chiddush, that's an afkemina that the Shach wants to give between what? Between Halacha Lamaisa, the Ramban and Balamor against the Yadam and Rush. But the Tumim says it's wrong, like everyone's tiny. He says there's no difference between three Adyotos, that they're Makabah, Mefarish, and made a mistake. There's no difference. The Balamor Lamaisa that says they're Chayavim is talking about a case where they came Stam without a Kabbalah. And the Rush would agree that they're Chayiv to pay. But a Yachin Mumcha doesn't need a Kabbalah. So therefore, Halacha Lamaisa doesn't need Kabbalah Mefureshes. And therefore, a Kabbalah Stam, unless you'd be Potter. So everyone's Taina is making, everyone's asking good. The Shach gives us Nafkamina. The Tum says that's not a good Nafkamina. That's not a good Nafkamina, like everyone said. And therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, according to the Balamor, the Balamor says you only have to pay in a case where there was no Kabbalah. That's the only time they have to pay. If there's a Kabbalah Lamaisa, then of course they shouldn't have to pay. That's the Chiddush Lamaisa that I want to point out. Is that a Nafkamina? One sec, Uri. One other Nafkamina we got to get is just stop. Do you need a Kabbalah Mufureshes? Do you need a Kabbalah explicitly? Do the litigants say we are Mekabel upon yourselves explicitly or not? So the Ksos HaChayshin in two places, in Simen Chaf Hei, Sifkan Gimel, Sifkan Vav says that according to Rabban and Balamor, Halacha L'maisa, if they come on their own without a Kabbalah, they're potter because of an onus. But if you judge them by a korakal, like we said, obviously Halacha L'maisa, you're not potter because not an onus. Because L'maisa, you're forced to judge them. Whereas according to the Ramah and the Rosh, the potter's mitam Kabbalah, you need a Kabbalah mifureshes. If there is no Kabbalah mifureshes, Halacha L'maisa, you will be chayv to pay. So let's get it down. So according to Yad Ramah, you need a Kabbalah Mefureshes. Kabbalah Mefureshes. According to Ramban Balamor, Lo Tzarich, Kabbalah Mefureshes to be Patra. Because you could just say it's a Kabbalah Stam, and Onus Rabbana is Patra. That's what the Ksos points out, this Nafkamina between the Ramban Balamor and the Rosh and the Yad Ramah. Do you need a Kabbalah Mefureshes or not? Okay? So that's Lamaisa, this whole discussion, guys, this whole Mahalach is within the first line of the Gemara. Kiblu alayhu lo tishalom. If you have a kiblu alayhu, you don't have to pay. Lamaisa, now we have to get to the other phrase. And the other phrase is v'ilo zil shlim. If not, go and what? Go and pay. V'ilo zil shlim. Okay? So this is the whole Mahalach Lamaisa, the Gabi, what? This whole point. Three Mahalachim, what the Kibbalah potters you, either because of onus, either because the Kabbalah, I could have judged them by court, because obviously the Kabbalah is on the Patur of Pain, or it's like an immediate in the Tilus Rishus. We had a possible Nafkamina with Shloshe Yotos, that the Shach gives, the Tumim says it's not true. He doesn't think of that Nafkamina like everyone is asking. A Nafkamina that Ksos gives, that you need a Kabbalah in the Furish to inject the Patur. According to Ramban and Balamor, no. Onus Gwanapatre. According to the Rosh and Yad Ramah, you need a Kabbalah Mefureshes to say that a mistake is made. You are potter from the litigants. Okay, go ahead, Uri.
Wouldn't it just be much simpler to say that according to Ramban and Nafkamina, the reason that the three Adyoto are chayav is because they're not really considered onus. It's more Peshia because they're Adyoto.
No, not a yotos.
They should be learned.
I understand they're learned, but they might not be gomer v'sover. But it's not enough to make them pay.
It's not onus anymore.
Yeah, but it's not enough to make them pay. Okay, not enough to make them pay. Let's see now inside. Daniel, let's see Rashi now and the Tosis now, the other phrase of the Gemara. Okay? Go ahead. What does it say in the Gemara? Let's see the whole thing in Rashi. Ikiblu alecha. Go ahead. Yeah. Im kibu alayu. So he says, if you go legamri, go after us, whether it's ledin, whether you're right or you're wrong, lo yitpuchuracha, we will not claim from you, lo tishalim, you don't have to pay. Okay? In other words, whatever you say goes, it seems, from Rashi. V'ilo.
V'ilo zil shalom. V'ilo kilo ta'uscha aleihem de amrulach dinas lan din Torah.
What does that mean? They said not everything goes. They say get it right. Judge it din Torah. We want you to be our dinam if you get it right. But if you make a mistake, you're going to have to what? You're going to have to pay. Zil shalim. Go ahead. Umiyu.
Umiyu.
Mihadar miu mihadar dina lo. You see that it's not a good what? We don't chozer the din. The din remains. We don't vacate the din. Go ahead.
Ama gamir b'savir.
Excellent. Someone's a gamir b'savir. There's no nitilus reshus. The din is a good din, and it's not chozerable. It's not vacated. So Rashi learns. What are the two tzadim according to Rashi? Whatever you say goes. That's why you're potter. Okay. Why are you potter that we wrote on the board? Either because of onus, either because of a kabbalah, or it's automatic. Yes? Rashi really didn't tell you the mechanics. What's the other way now, according to Rashi? The other way is, you better do a din tire. So let's write Rashi. Rashi says, v'lo zil shlim, meaning do a din tire. Don lanu din tire. Do for us a regular din tire, and if you make a mistake, you gotta pay. Okay? Look at Tysus now. Let's go. Go ahead, Daniel. What do you say? No, we did that one. A V-Lo. We're up to a V-Lo. That's the second one I wanted you to see. V-Lo.
V-Lo.
Oh. Oh, like we said, if you don't, you know, we want you to judge or din Torah, get it right. You make a mistake, you got to pay. Because
the him came, my daik mehacha.
Right, did everyone see that? What does Rav Avol say? That Shnayim Shadarim Din Andim. What's the Mishnah saying, Bechayrus? Hope everyone looked up that Mishnah, because I was stumped till I looked it up. What does the Mishnah say in Bechayrus? Dana said, Din Giz Azai, but what does the end of the Mishnah say? That the Gemara doesn't quote here. It says, no, it says, Vimaya Mumchala Bez Din Patr. What daf is that in Bechayrus? Daf Chav Ches, no? Or is it, what daf is that? Daf Chav Hey? What daf is it in Bechayrus? Yeah, Daf Chav Ches and Mebez. Vimaya Mumchala Bez Din Patr L'Shalem. The Gemara in Daf Vav doesn't quote it. The Gemara in Daf Vav, Kasakasha Rebo, that Mishnah says one guy's good enough. So it says, Kiblo Lai. They have a Kabbalah guy, one guy. Go ahead. B'sheino? Go ahead again. K'muchla Kaman, the Parach.
The Parach, the Rabbi Abba, we done this at Din. Umuchila, the Kabbalah, B'sheino, Mumcha, Iri.
Oh, how do you know that, Mr. Sambarina Mumcha? Go ahead. B'sheino, Mumcha, Iri, period. The Haktani.
Haktani, Sefa.
Yeah, take out the word Rabin. The Bach changes to Lebezdin because the Mishnah Mechayrus Lashon is Lebezdin. Go ahead. Potter. So did anyone look that up? Because did you guys get stumped with that? What do you mean the safe? I'm looking here on Davov. It doesn't. I don't see my Gemara Mumchel Lebezdin. Did you see on Davov there the sixth line there? Doesn't say anything about Mumchel. I'm stumped. I'm stumped. I don't know what's going on. What the place is saying? You got to look up the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Bechayrus, Vimayim Mumchalarab. The Gemara didn't quote its totality. That's what it means. So that means if the Sefer of the Mishnah Bechayrus is talking about a what? A Mumchalarabim, then what? Then the Reish is talking about what? Not a Mumchal. So that means if the Reish is not talking about a Mumchal, and what does it say? It says you got to pay. It says Bechayrus you got to pay. So what's Tosfos asking? He's asking a great kasha. How could you tell me that what? If you judge a din Torah, Halach l'maisa, what's the din? What does the din say? Halach l'maisa, what do we say the halach is? Shema mina that what? The din is a din. And what? And the halach is that what? You have to pay, right? If you don't have an atilus, you don't vacate it, right? It's considered to be a good din tire. So Tosfos has a great kasha. He says, why are you medayek from this story here? That if he wasn't mekabel, he didn't have netil reshus, the din is a din, right? If he wasn't mekabel netil reshus, the din is a din, correct? The din is a din, but what's the halacha? The halacha is the din is a din, but what? The din's din, but lomaisi, you don't netil reshus, we don't vacate the halacha, right? What do you bring a raya from this story? Even if a guy's not a mumcha, what's the din? The din sticks. Where do you see that? On Davov. How do you know Davov's talking about someone who's not a mumcha? Because the Sefer said mumcha l'rabim, mumcha l'beizdin. That means the Reish talking about a regular guy. And by a regular guy, the din sticks. The Yishalami Beis has got to pay out of his own pocket. So what's the Gemara, according to Rashi, why is the Gemara Medayik from our story, which talking about a Yochid mumcha, who's a Gomer v'Savir, and it says that if he has no Netilus Yishus, what's the din? The din is the din sticks, right? That's what we want to know. What was the whole shaila in the Gemara? If you didn't have Netilus Yishus, it's the din and din tire. So we bring a raya from a Yochid mumcha. We bring a raya from a Gomer v'Savir. If he doesn't have a Netilus Yishus, still a good din. Why bring a raya from a Gomer v'Savir? Bring a raya from Davav, which is a regular guy. And the Reish of the Mishnah is a regular guy. That's what it means. Makam Medayik Mehochid. Daniel, you follow me? That's what Tosfos is asking on Rashi. What is the Gemara Medayik from here for? Even someone's not a Gomer v'Savir, it's still good. We know that from Davav. So go on, as Tosfos forced to say, Lekach Nira, because of that Akasha.
Can you say one more time?
Yeah, in other words, what was the Shail in the Gemara? The Yibayalu, Ben. Someone who's a what? A Gomer v'Savir who did not have the Tilish Shush, is the Din Chal or not? So the Gemara brings a Ra, yes, it is Chal. Question is, do you have to pay or not? Well, if you have the Tilish Shush, you don't have to pay. If you did have, if you didn't have the issues, you got to pay. But the din sticks, no matter what, right? So you bring me a raya from here of a story of what? Marzut, Rebbe Nachum, asking a shaila of Yosef what he should do in such a case. So he says it depends whether it's kibbutz or not, paying or not. But it's clear that the din is not vacated. It sticks. So what do you have to bring me a raya from someone who's a yachid, a gomer, a sovereign, talented? You see, Davov's a regular guy. It's enough the din is that it's good. So if by a regular guy the din is good, certainly by a yachid, a gomer, a sovereign, it's true. This was the Shaila Lomaisa.
We're asking about a Gomer v'Savir, so why don't we bring it up?
I understand, but the din is, you make a culture cane. If by a regular guy, and this is a Mishnah, this is not a story of Amoroyim, our Gemara here is a story of Amoroyim. Just bring a riot from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Mishalami Beis, so it's a regular guy. So surely if by a regular guy the din sticks, certainly by Yachin Mukhid sticks.
This is a bigger Chiddush, our Gemara.
But it's not, first of all, it's Amoroyim. Second of all, it's not a bigger chiddush.
It is, because this Gemara is saying even when there was no kiblu olai, he doesn't have to pay. The Gemara in Vav was saying that there was
no. The kiblu olai, the Gemara says kiblu olacha, lo tishalim. No, what do you mean? He said, also im kiblu olacha, also by us, it was kiblu olacha lo tishalim, vimlo zil tishalim, right?
Vilo.
Right, V-Lo, what's the V-Lo?
The din still goes.
Right, the din still goes, so that's the same thing over there. That was also... No, that was a Kibbul Olai also Ladun Din Torah there. It's the same thing.
Exactly, it's a Kibbul Olai.
But it's a Kibbul Olai Ladun Torah. It's the same thing. You're coming in front of a Beis Din. You're coming in front of a Beis Din. That's the Kash and Rashi. According to Rashi, what was this phrase? What's the phrase? Don't Lanu Din Torah, right? That's exactly that Vav. Don't allow the din Torah. And by a regular guy, it's good. He just has to pay money. So if by a regular guy, it's good, bring a raya from the Mishnah. What are you medayik from here for? Right? It's the exact same case, according to Rashi. Don't allow the din Torah is the same as without Vav. Get it right. That's what don't allow the din Torah means. And that's why you have to pay if you don't have the Kabbalah in the Tilus Shushus. So what is Tosfos forced to say? Go ahead, Lekach Nira.
Lekach Nira, the Elo, the low Kibbutz of the Lay
O'Clock. Oh, so how does Tosfos learn? How does Tosfos learn? Tosfos learns completely different than Rashi. What does he say? Everything's a different degradation. Okay? According to Rashi, what was Rashi saying? Rashi said, we wrote this, I wrote this on the board, Kibbutz Lo Tishalim. Let me write here what Rashi said. How did Rashi touch the phrase? Kibbutz Lo Tishalim. Whatever you say goes. I'm going to write it down. Bein Ladin, Bein LaWat, Bein LaTos, right? Rashi learned the first phrase, whatever you say goes. That's why you're putter. It's complete Kabbalah. According to Rashi, the second phrase is what? Don't lanu din Torah. Whatever you say goes, no. Whatever you say goes if you get it right. If you get it wrong, you got to pay.
It's like a mini Kabbalah?
Yeah, it's like different degradations of Kabbalah. Correct, John. Different degradations of Kabbalah.
That's how Rashi learns.
That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos says, I beg to differ with you, great. Tosfos says, you know what? This is Rashi I wrote. You know the way Tosfos will say it? Tosfos will say it like this. Very interesting. Tosfos says, I disagree with you. And Tosfos says, if you keep love of Din Torah, you'll also be what? Potter. If you keep love of Din Torah, Taisa says, different degradations. Kiblu din, alav din tayr, you'll also be potter. Just do it right, try to get it right, but you'll still be potter. Based on onus or chvarapatre, or based on this Kabbalah. See, Taisa has it one step down. The first side of the Gemara. Kiblu alav din tayr, you're potter. How does Taisa have the other one? Lo kiblu klal, that's when what? That's when you got to play. Lo kiblu klal, that's when you got to pay. Sarit l'shalim. You see how Rashi and Tosfos have it different from one another? Tosfos has a different degradation. And that is, in lo kiblo la klal, if you weren't mekabel of klal, you have to pay. Halacha lo maisa. Sarit l'shalim. And that's exactly what the pshat in the Gemara is. Okay? What did you say? Yeah. Well, there was no Kabbalah. They're imposing themselves on them. Correctory. Very good. So you see this machlekes Rashi Tosfos here. Halacha lo maisa. Okay? Now, the truth is, there seems to be a bit of a steer in Rashi. Okay? There seems to be a bit of a steer in Rashi. What's the bit of a steer in Rashi? I want you to get this. It's not befeirish, but it, you know, the truth is, when I was looking at it, it seems like it is. The Ma'arib Rav, the Ma'arib Ben Leib, points out a steer in Rashi. That Rashi'im seems to imply what, Daniel? That first Rashi you read, what does that Rashi'im seem to imply? Yeah? You saw that Rashi'im? Yeah, what does Rashi seem to say? Im kiblu, it's I kiblu alacha. What does Rashi seem to say there? That if you're kiblu ay bein ledin bein letolos, you're potter, yes? What's the stam though? You know what I mean by stam? Where you don't say anything. You just... In other words, you go up, you go into the courthouse, you go into the business, and you say, we want you to be our judges. But you don't articulate to what degree you want a Kabbalah. What's the mashmos from Rashi, from that Rashi? Because Rashi articulates, bein ledin, bein letolos. Mashmos, let's say you just go in stam. What would be the din? Without elucidating the Kabbalah, what would you say the din would be? I would say chayiv, yes?
No,
he says, what does the Rashi say? Bein ledin, bein letolos. Then you're potter. Mashi, you have to completely articulate. But if you would not completely articulate, what would be the din? That if you make a mistake, you're chayiv.
Right.
However, the Rashi, dir maskil v'im, v'i rather, what does Rashi say v'i? V'i lo zil shlim, what does that seem to imply? What does that Rashi seem to imply, v'i? That second one. That if they're makabel to do a din Torah, you have to pay, right? You elucidate din Torah. Mashi, if you don't say din Torah, you just say, we want you to be our judges. What do you think would be the din? It's mashma that you be putter no matter what. So it seems to be conflicting diyukim and Rashi. That's what the Ma'arib Ben Leib asks on Rashi. Okay? He says it seems to be this conflicting diyukim and Rashi, which would be a steer in Rashi. Interesting. Okay. It's interesting that he says like that. But Lamaisa, it could be that you have to somehow try to save Pshat Lamaisa and Rashi, that it's not going to be a steer. That's the Ma'arib Ben Leib. Ask this question, the Chuvah Schele Kimel Simel Lameis. If you just say, stop, we want you to be our judges. From the second Rashi, you said explicitly, Din Torah. Mashu, if you just want to be my judges, then the Din would be what? Halacha Lameis, you just want to be judges? It would seem to imply that what? That you'd be Potter. Whereas according to the first Rashi, you have to articulate everything and be Potter. If you just stop, you'd be Chayiv. That's what he wants to say. Poshup Shad would be a steer in Rashi's. But, I saw that the Sefer Lechem Rav wants to answer this theory in Rashi. Okay, Ben, you got this? So the Lechem Rav says, Zach, you got me? So the Lechem Rav says like this, okay? The Lechem Rav says like this. Lechem Rav says, Lamaisa, the following. You have to say that the Rashi later on that says, Yechayvim Klula Din Taira, Rashi doesn't say, the Kabbalah is not to say Kabbalah Stam is Potter, which we try to make a deal, remember? We said the deal from the second Rashi was that if you just say, be our judges, you'll be putter. No, don't make that deal. What he means to say is that even Af Shomer Mefurashi Adun Din Torah, bless you, V'toeh, Dino din Mishalim Torah. Even if you say Mefurish, Shiadun din Torah, Vitoye, Dino, you have to pay. You might add a Hava meaning. That if you go out of your way and say, I want you to get it, go a din Torah, maybe you would have thought, Lamaisa, that including in that phrase, you would be what? You'd also be what? You'd also be Potter. It's not true, Rashi says. There's a sheet in the Nemuke Yosef Dimaskel V'i that quotes Bali Atesis, we don't have it in Shas, on the Daf, that say the Pharisee that if you judge a din Torah, we want you to know if you make a mistake, the din is vacated. The din is vacated. If you ask the judge the din right as a din Torah, the din is vacated if you get it wrong. It doesn't stick. So that's what Rashi was coming to say against. Rashi, in that second Rashi, was saying, judge us a din Torah, and if you make a mistake, you'll have to pay. But what did he mean to say about judging us a din Torah? And when, if you make a mistake, the din sticks. The din sticks, so luck lemais, and you have to pay. It's coming lafuke, that second shita. So it's not a steer in Rashi. Okay? Don't make, please get it down. Don't make a diuk from that second Rashi. That minastam, you're going to be what? Minastam, you're going to be punished. Not true. Right. Again, nerds, we had a conflicting, we had a steer in conflicting diuk him in Rashi. The first Rashi said explicitly, if you will do, whatever you say goes. Putter. Mashrit stam kabbalah, you be chayv to pay. Yes? Yeah, that was the diuk in the first Rashi. The diuk in the second Rashi is the what? Is that you say don't din Torah. But if you would have said what? That's why you have to pay. But if you did a stam kabbalah, you would have been putter. Right? Conflicting steers and Rashis. The answer is the diuk in the second Rashi is wrong. The diuk in the second Rashi is wrong. All Rashi was saying that judges the din Torah, that the din sticks. And if what? If you make a mistake, you'll have to pay. He's coming to exclude the sheet of the Baal HaTez, quoted by the Mukiyosa, that says that if you judge us a din Torah and you make a mistake, the whole din's vacated. That's what he's coming to exclude. So it's not a steer in Rashi's. It's a beautiful form. Lamaz. Zach, you got it? He wasn't coming to try to, don't make a dupe from the second Rashi. The reason why he was so explicit, don't din Torah, that the din is good. It sticks. You make a mistake, you got to pay. It's not vacated. Against that, sheet of HaTez quoted in the Mukiyosa. Okay? So that's the Chiddush Lamaisa that emerges from this pshat. Now, the truth is, I want to now get all the shitas on this phrase now. Viloza shlim. In order to do that, we have to quote two more shitas, and then we have to get everything, every category correct. The Yad Ramah here quotes a Yesh Beforshim. The Yad Ramah quotes a Yesh Beforshim that says the following. He says like this, interesting pshat, lamaisa, very interesting, that if you're a mumchit, if you're a mumche vilo, the kavana is shalom pirshu bein l'din bein litos ela kiblu stam sarach l'shalim kevin shetan nasim hi shekevin shu mumche kiblo so aldash yeduno som din teira the kevin shetoshi shalim. So what's the yesh b'forshim basically saying? It's also Rabbeinu Meir quoted in the Mordechai. Since the guy's a mumche, we were mekabel otan his das that he should get it right, and if he makes a mistake, he's got to pay. So let's get that sheeted. Yesh Beforshim, it's Rabbeinu Meir, quoted the Mordechai, I'll give you the exact word, Malcolm. The Yesh Beforshim, Beshitis what? Muva, Yad Ramah. What is it? What is the Shita, Lamaisa? The Rabbeinu Meir and the Yesh Beforshim, Muva, Yad Ramah. They say, since you're Mucha, Biglau, Sheyesh Mumcha. They highlight the fact that it's a Mucha. Biglau, Sheyesh Bo Mumcha. Tzarich l'shalem kashir tal. I mean, we thought you knew your stuff. The din is not vacated, but you must pay. And that's exactly what they were driving at. Halacha l'mashe, she'adun osam din Torah, she'adun osam, yadun osam din Torah, you're a fancy guy, you're a mumche, so get it right. You don't get it right, you gotta pay. Okay? And the Yad Ramah asks on that, he says, I don't understand. Stam. Even if he makes a mistake, usually doesn't have to pay, right? The Yad Ramah says usually doesn't have to pay. Halacha l'maisa, a yachid mumcha. Yachid mumcha, halacha l'maisa. As long as there's a kabbalah, right? Stam. Even if he makes a mistake, he doesn't have to pay. So l'maisa, the Rabbeinu Meir and the Yesh Beforshim Yad Ramah play up the element vilo zilshlim because you're a mumcha. And the fact of the matter is, because you're a mumche, you have to pay when you make a mistake. Yaduno som din mumche, and therefore din Torah, rather. doing Torah, and you made a mistake, you got to pay. And then lastly, there's a fourth shita. What's the fourth shita? The fourth shita...
What's the difference between Yesh Mufarshim and Rashi?
Because Rashi is not amplifying the element of Mumchus. Mumchos, Johnny. He's not amplifying that. They are. The Yesh Mufarshim, the Rabbeinu Meir and Yesh Mufarshim are amplifying the fact that he's a Mumche. Okay? They're saying, all Rashi's focusing on how they articulated their Kabbalah. Where they said to him, don't manu din Torah. Get it right. If you don't get it right, you got to pay. He's focusing on the fact that what? That they were saying, don't want to determine because you're a mumcha, you got to pay. And then lastly, Lamaisa, there's a fourth shot in this phrase of the Elo Zil Shlim. If not, go pay. What is it based on? So, the Shita Satisis we know, and the Yad Ramah himself, he wrote it, Lamaisa Tais himself, okay? But the Yad Ramah writes, the Elo, you weren't mekabel anything, al pi din, okay? It's really not the fourth shita. It's really not a fourth shita. It's really shita sataisis. I'm going to write the Yad Ramah. Because the Yad Ramah really is agreeing with Tulsi, just asks on that yesh before shita. So it's really three shitas. The Yad Ramah and the Taisus say, Betheirish v'ilo is you're not mekabel anything on at all. There was no kabbal at all. Halacha l'maisa. He forced himself on them, like you said, Uri. Halacha l'maisa, you got to pay. Because Allah Lamaisa, that was the what? He forced to judge them. Baal Korcha, you make a mistake, you got to pay. There was no Kabbalah Shushus. In fact, the Chirisharan, did you see the Girs of the Rif? What's the Girs of the Rif? I'at Karisaluhu. What does that mean? You called them to what? To judge them. I'at Karisaluhu. Didn't you call them? You called them in. Lo Kiblu Alam Klau. You did it against their will. It was Baal Korcha. You better pay if you make a mistake. So those are the three shittas you have shot in the Gemara. So we had the first phrase in the Gemara. We have how many shot in Lamaisa. We have three svaras why you're punted from pain. Rashi and Tosfos argue Lamaisa how to touch the phrase. Okay? Is it Bein Ladin Bein Latos? Tosfos said, no, it's Kibbal Ladin Torah you're punted. One degradation down. According to Rashi, then the other phrase is judges the Din Torah, according to Yad Ramah, no, there's no Kabbalah at all. According to Ben Meir, they highlight the Yumumcha element. Okay? So the basic bottom line is that what I want you to glean from here is the Pshat in the Gemara. Machlokes Yeshanim, we read it carefully. But Lamaisa, also what I want you to glean from here is the Sikkum HaShittas. Okay? What are the Sikkum HaShittas? So let's get this clear. Okay? Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? The first level is a mumcha shekiblu stam. What's the din? A mumcha shekiblu stam. You go to a mumcha, there's a kabbalah stam, we want you to be my judge. So it's an important shach I wanted you to see in Simen Chaf Hei, Sifkot and Lamed, Os Gimel, which he talks about all the dinim of Garmi over there. In the Ma'arib and Leif, in the Shittas Rashi, the first sheet is if you are a mumcha and there was a kabbalah, everything goes. Halacha l'maisa, the Kabbalah is what? Stam, everything goes, you're going in front of an expert, everything goes, you're always putter. Whatever he says goes. That's the first sheet. Okay, let's get it. That's the Ram, the Shach, and the Ma'arib and Leiv, which we just said, Pshat and Rashi, to answer that stira. That the bottom line is, if you go in front of an expert, Halacha l'maisa, Vadai kiblu al dash, Yadunim, Bein Ledin, Bein Latosim, Tal putter. That's what we want to say. No, that's according to Ma'arib and Leiv in Pshat and Rashi, that you don't need to articulate. If you're going in front of a mumcha, it's self-understood. We want him to be able to do everything he can, and whatever he says goes, and therefore he's pachter. By you going to a mumcha. That's the first sheet.
But according to how we...
That's not the Posh of Pshat and Rashi. Right. The Lechem Rav argued. That's the second sheet I want you to get. The Lechem Rav says Pshat and Rashi, and the Yesh Mufarshim Yad Ramah Rabbeinu Meir say no. If he's a mumcha, Halacha l'maisa, so they expect you to get it right. They expect you to get it right. When you make a mistake, you've got to pay. Okay? So it's a big machlokes in Shittas Rashi. Right? The Lechem Rav said that in Rashi. So again, please get it down. First category is Mumcha b'Kabbalah Stam. Mumcha b'Kabbalah Stam. You got that? What do you do by Mumcha b'Kabbalah Stam? So the first mahalach is the Ran, the Shach, and the Ma'arib and Levin Rashi that said whatever you say goes. I mean, they went to a Mumcha, right? They went to a Mumcha, so basically they're going to a Mumcha, and the Kabbalah's time is they'll always be Potter. No! Second sheet that says not that way. The Lechem Rav says, the Yad Ramon, Rabbi Meir says, no. We expected him to get it right, like the Torah says. He's an expert. So man, if he makes a mistake, he's got to pay. So you go either way with the Mumcha. We expected to get it right, like the Dintara, therefore you're Potter, you got to pay. On the other hand, you know, such a great covenant you're judging for us, even if you make a mistake, you're Potter. That's the Svar of the first sheet. Okay? Now what happens, though, if you deal with the Mumcha without a Kabbalah stop? So Mumcha, Kabbalah stop. That's the first Machloikas. Mumcha, Kabbalah stop. What happens if you have a Mumcha where it's explicit, a Kabbalah Ladun Tire? You have a Mumcha to explicitly do a Din Tire. And that was part of their articulation in the Kabbalah. What do you say about that? So Rashi says, Beferish, you got to pay. Right? Rashi said, that's how Rashi learned it up, right? Rashi, there's no Shiloh about that. What did Taisa say?
Is it Mumcha or no?
According to Shitas Rashi, yeah. Mumcha, yeah. Kabbalah was Din Torah. That's our Gemara. What happens to a Mumcha and the Kabbalah was Ladun Din Torah? So if the Kabbalah is Ladun Din Torah, you got to pay according to Rashi. Taisa says, well, you don't have to pay a penny. According to Taisa, it's vacated. That's why you don't have to pay. It's vacated. According to Taisa, Allah Lamaisa, Shenu Din Klal, you don't have to pay, right? That's the way Taisa wanted to say it. Lo Kiblu Klal, Sarach L'Shalem L'Maisa Baal Korcham, like. Right, so according to Shita Zataisis, which is quoted where?
How do you know Tosin
said? No, Tosin and Muki Yosef, I said, not the Tosin on the Daf.
Tosin on the Daf just saying.
Yeah, Tosin on the Daf says you gotta pay Lamaisa by that. We're gonna get to that.
No,
which category?
Just learned from the Gemara, from Vav.
But we'll get the way he learns it. We'll get the way he learns Poshup Shad in the Tosis, okay? Tosin's talking about a Hedjit Poshup Shad, okay? Tosin's talking about a Hedjit in such a case, okay? Oh, but let's get this. Mumcha, this is the second category. So again, Rashi will say, of course you got to pay. Taisus, quoted in the 8 in the Mukha Yosef, says, no, it's not a din klal. It's vacated. You don't have to pay a penny. Okay, third category. Hedjo. Shekiblu stam. Hedjo. Shekiblu stam. If it's a hedjit, that they were makabel stam. There was no articulation. And they made a mistake. What's the din? Vital, what do you say about that? What do you say about this? Yeah, the hedge of the Makabal, there was a Kabbalah, and they made a mistake. So the Shach says, Pshat and Rashi, that since they were Makabal alav din Torah, Dafka, if you make a mistake, you got to pay. The Shach says, Pshat and Rashi, Shach, Ipshat, Irashi, Sarich L'Shalim. Okay? Because it was a hedge of Kiblu Stam, they expected him to get it right, you got to pay. Okay? It's like an automatic din Torah. That the stam is automatic viewed as what? Don lanu din Torah. Don lanu din Torah. Okay?
Don't say that by the
Mumcha
stam, though.
Okay, but Kabbalah, let's get the sheet. The Shach says, Bipshap Rashi, Sarach L'Shalim, don lanu din Torah. They expected him to get it right.
Don't you
okay?
expect any judge to get it right?
Okay, but Lamaisa, it could be. We'll compare it in a moment. But who argues on this? There have been a mayor. Since they're a Kabbalah Yochid, it's not Roy Ladun, Halach Lamaisa, whatever he says goes, Al Pidashia, do no some, Lo Al Pidin Tayra, Upata Lashalim. You're Pata Rapang? No. You went to a Yochid, it's not known, the Rabbina Meir. Why'd you go to such a guy? It must be that you like the guy so much, no matter what he says goes, Lo Tzarich Lashalim. It's not so pushy. Not so pushy, you think a guy doesn't know how to learn. You must do whatever you say goes. That's the third category. And lastly, number four. What's the fourth category? What's going to be the fourth category? The fourth category, a hedjot shekiblu lo din Torah v'tol. There was a specific articulation. Hedjot shekiblu alehem ladun din Torah explicitly. Get it right. With the din Torah. What do you say in that case? So that the Shach says, Pshat and Rashi, the din is chozer, it is vacated. Shach Birashi is what? Bipshat Birashi. Bipshat Birashi, din chozer, meaning that one doesn't have to pay because it's vacated. And what would Taisus say, he says? He says that Tysus would say, our Tysus Lamaisa, the Das Atas, the Din is Kayim, and he would have to pay Mishalim Nibesa. The Din is Kayim, and he would Mishalim Umishalim Nibesa. Okay?
Who says that?
That's what he wants to say, Tysus says. That's what he wants to say, Tysus. Now, how does he get that from the Tysus? How does he get that from our Tysus? What do you say? How does he get that from our Tysus? Is our Tysus talking about a Hedget Stam? Hedget Yekimelin Ladu Din Taira? What do you say? Halach Lamaisa. Posh of Shat Lamaisa. Tysus is saying that's how you learn of Shat in the Gemara. That's what he said. Daniel, you read it nicely, right? V'ilo L'chula L'cha Klal. Stam. There was no Kabbalah, right? Might be a Talmud Chacham, it's a Gomer B'Savir, right? But according to Tysus, the din is not vacated, and you pay out of pay me beso. Halacha l'maisa. So what comes out here is an amazing Kiddush. What's the amazing Kiddush? The amazing Kiddush is that we have what? We have two halves of the Gemara, and you have to work out l'maisa, what is each half referring to in Lumbus. And that's the four, or these are the four stages you want to bring out here. Each one's a degradation down. What was the Kabbalah? Was it Stam? Was it articulated in Torah? Was it not? And that'll happen if Nafkin is a Mumcha with a Kabbalah Stam, a Mumcha the Kabbalah is a Din Torah, a Hedjot the Kiblu Stam, and what else? A Hedjot the Kiblu Aleim, Ladun Din Torah. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? And that works out beautifully because according to Tysus, you can't forget. That's why I wanted you to look up that Mishnah Mechayrus. You can't figure out that Gemara here doesn't quote the Sefer Mishnah. The ratio of that Mishnah is not talking about a mumcha. It's talking about a regular guy. So what do you do by a regular guy? That was Tysus Kasha, right? What are you proving from our Gemara? What are you proving from our Gemara from a Yachad Sheni Mumcha to the case of, why are you proving from Yachad Mumcha? Just prove it Sheni Yachad Mumcha. So that's what Tysus is going to say. The Din is Kaim Mishal Nebeso. That's exactly that case in the Mishnah. Now what do we have left? What do we have left to do? L'maisa. Because tomorrow we got to go Viter, okay? L'maisa, want to get to Ham base, and then after Ham base, I think we're going to Chazer for a week. We'll have the Bechini, okay? We'll just Chazer for a week. I'll give you the Chazer of the week from the beginning, then we'll take a Bechini. It's good for us. We need to pump up. We need to pump up the energy. We need to pump up. The guys aren't here, you got to tell them, okay? All right? I want to get this Skiddish, L'maisa. I want to get when we get the Ham base on the bottom, then we're going to Chazer over, L'maisa, for a week. Only for a week. Give Shira Chazara with the questions, then we'll take a beginning, and then we'll write it afterwards, okay? Be good Chazara so they'll be able to get it. Now, I want to just point out we're left with Rashi, okay? What are we going to do with Rashi? How do you answer Rashi? What do you say? What do you say, Daniel? How do we answer Rashi? What are you going to say with Rashi? Rashi's, what are you going to do with Rashi? Tyson has a great kasha. Why do you have to prove to me a case of Yochid Mumcha Lamaisa when what? What'd you say? Yeah, in other words, a Gemara and Davos, I'm not a regular guy. So prove it from a regular guy. If the regular guy, the din is good, it's not vacated. And if you didn't have a Kabbalah, he's got to pay. So too by a Yochid Mumcha. How do you answer that? So I saw a pshat from the Sanhedrin Tana. Let's get the answer. Okay? The Sanhedrin Tana says like this. Thought it was a beautiful answer. He wants to say, L'maisa, that there's a fundamental difference. And that is as follows. Basically, according to Rashi, okay, according to Rashi, if you're a mumcha alone, or you have a Kabbalah alone, you can't judge. You can't judge. You need both. You need a Kabbalah and you need to be a mumcha. So Rashi learns V-lo. What does V-lo mean? Meaning that if you only had one, V-lo is, what? How did Rashi learn the first phrase on this side of the board? Daniel? How did he learn it? Whatever he says goes. Bein ledin, bein lewat? Bein letos. Right? There was a Kabbalah and the guy's a mumcha. But the other side of the coin is, so there was not a Kabbalah, bein ledin, bein letos. It was just a Kabbalah to do like a din taira. And even if he's a mumcha, he has to pay. Because it was not a full-blown Kabbalah. You follow me? So therefore, Yochid Mumcha can judge Belin and Tilus Yeshuas. But in the safe of the Mishnah, when it says Mumcha Lebezin, he's Pater, that's because he had Kabbalah Yeshuas. He had both. So it comes out like this. According to what? Tosis asked on Rashi, that obviously you could what? Obviously you could bring a raya from the what? From the Gemara in Davov. Why can you bring a raya from the Gemara in Davov? How does that shed any light on anything? How does that shed any light on anything? It doesn't shed any light on anything, Lamaisa, because the Sefer of the Mishnah is talking about what? Where he had Netilas Rishus, and the Reish is talking about what? Where he had both, Lamaisa, right? Yishalim Ibeso, right? So therefore, Rashi will say Beferish, Lamaisa, that the two different cases. You can't bring me a Raya from the Gemara and Davov, Lamaisa. You can't bring me a Raya from the Gemara and Davov. Because the Raya in the Gemara and Davov is that the Sefer, the guy had both. The ratio Lamaisa, you have one of the two, and therefore you have to pay Lamaisa. So we want to know in this situation, our sugi is not the same as that sugi over there, Lamaisa. That's what Rashi wants to say. That's how Rashi, the Sanhedrin Katana, will answer Tosis Kasha. That's how he wants to answer Tosis Kasha, right? From a Rebbe Abo's motive, a Mumchin, and Kabbalah Shushus, the din is din and you have to pay. But Mumchin Levad or Kabbalah Lamaisa, you're not able to judge. So if Elo, the Kavanah is Shalok Kiblu Benladin Benlus, they're just Makabli Ludin Taira. So even if you're a Mumcha, Lamaisa, you'd have to pay. And the din is Kayim. So you see that a Yachin Mumcha can judge even without Natilus Rishus. That's the Chiddush that the, even though Lamaisa, you're going to have to say according to Rashi that the Bryce is like Shita Shmuel, that a Dat Yachin Kimimucha Filulara Kabbalah, but Lamaisa, that's what you have to say, the Pshat, the Sanhedrin Ketana wants to solve Rashi, okay? Has everyone got that? Again, how do you solve Davov? You got it? How do you solve Davov? Lamaisa, what was the Kasha? Why do you have to bring me a Raya from Yochan Lumcha, bring it from Davov, that even in Yochan Shena Mumcha, the din is a good din, right? So if that's a good din, so, you know, how does that, you know, what do you have to do with Dayak from here? They're two different cases. How are they two different cases? How are they two different cases? Why can't you bring a raya from there? So that's what Sanhedrin Ketana says. The whole raya of Tisus is holding that what? What's the whole raya of Tisus? The whole raya of Tisus is what? That even according to Rabbi Abo, a yachid mumcha l'rabim is good. Correct? Is that right? What's Davov talking about? It's Akash and Rabbi Abo who says that less than three is bad. The Mishnah Makar says one is good. That was the whole riot. So what does the Gemara ask on Rabbi Abo? Great kasha. It doesn't say mumcha shalom not rishus, because we know it from the Sefer. So obviously the Reish is not talking about mumcha at all. And therefore it's a kiblu stan. So yachid shein mumcha, the kiblu can also judge. That's what Tosis's whole riot was. So Rashi will say, no, even according to Rabbi Abo, lo dan af imhu mumcha. You can't. Even according to Rabbi Abo, a yachid cannot judge if he's a mumcha. Tosfos is assuming that a yachid can judge if he's a mumcha. Yeah, but according to Rashi, Rabbi Abo will say a yachid cannot judge even if he's a mumcha. Halacha l'maisa, he can't. He needs to have both things. You need to have both things. So that assumption of Tosfos is wrong, says the Sanhedrin Ketana, according to Rashi. Tosus assumed halacha l'maisa that according to Rabbi Abo, a yachid mumcha l'rabim can dan, right? And therefore, what the Reish started by yachid shenim mumcha bekeblu gam yachid ladun. Rashi says even according to Rabbi Abo, yachid cannot dan even if he's a mumcha. You need what? Mumcha and kabbalah. You need both. You need both. If you don't have both, it's not good. Tosus is assuming one is enough. That's the difference between the Rashi and the Tosus. You follow what I'm saying? Tosus is assuming one is enough. That you could have a yachin mumcha. You could have a yachin mumcha. You either need one or the other. The Reish is talking about what? Not a mumcha, but there was a kabbalah, right? According to Tosus. Rashi will say not that way. Rashi will say, halacha l'maisa, even if he's a mumcha, it's never enough. You always got to have both. Tosus was saying one is enough. The Seif is talking about mumcha. The Reish is talking about a regular guy, but there was a kabbalah. Yeah? That's according to Tosis. Then Tosis has his kasha on Rashi. Rashi will respond, no, I don't think so. Rashi will respond, I don't think that's the case. Halacha l'maisa, even according to Rabbi Abo, one guy cannot what? A yachid mumcha is not enough. You always need to have what? You need to have both. And that's what Rashi says, halacha l'maisa. That mum kiblu umoter v'boshim mumcha the gam kiblu shedino din tzarech l'shalim. But a mumcha levad or kiblu levad below shumcha lo yochel lodun. And that's how Rashi writes v'ilo. The kavan is that well, you're not mekabel bein levin bein latos. All it was to be judging. In that case, Allah l'maisu mumcha has to pay and the din is kayim. And it's mucha that a yochel mumcha can judge even not until shushus. Allah l'maisu. So therefore, it's not a problem. When you talk about the safe over there, there was Natila Shashus. The ratio, there was no Natila Shashus. That's the Iker thing. According to Rashi, you need both. Tosis says you don't need to have both. So if Tosis says you don't need to have both, well, Maisi, you have what? You have a good Kasha and Rashi. According to Rashi, you need both. You have to have both. That's the answer that what the Sanhedrin Tana wants to give to solve Rashi. Okay? You got it?
Why in the other case was there no both?
Because the Reisha, all you are is a regular guy. You're not a Mumcha. The Sefer, you're a Mumcha.
Right, you always have Kiblu then.
Right. Okay. You always have Kiblu, and in the Sefer, you have Kiblu plus Mumcha. In the Reisha, all you have is a regular guy. So that's what Tysus learns it as. So therefore, Tysus says, well, if a regular guy, the din is good, so, you know, obviously with a Chacham, it's going to be good. A Yachin Mumcha. That was Tysus Kasha. What do you Medayak from here? Medayak from Davov. According to Rashi, that's not the case. According to Rashi, he holds, according to Rabbi Abo, a yochad is not able to don, even if he's a mumcha. He's not able to. Allah halom ha'is. So,
it doesn't make sense.
No, no, according to Rashi, you need both. That's the vor. According to Rashi, you always need both.
We know that.
It does. According to Rashi, I'll be svar, it's not enough. Mumcha levad or kiblu levad, without a mumcha, you're not able to judge. That's why Rashi says, v'ilo, the kavan is that you were not makabal ladun bein ladin bein latos. You might have been mekabel din taira, but you don't have both. Memela, you're a mumcha, you have to pay, and the din is kayin. So you see that a yachin mumcha can judge even without a netilas shushus. And the safe for the Mishnah is talking about a case where you're part because you had netilas shushus. That's what he wants to say, the Sanhedrin Tana, to save Rashi. Okay, good. So now, Lamaisa, we're up to here and shot in the Gemara, okay?
The safe of what and netilas shushus?
The safe of the Mishnah Mechayrus. The Seif in the Mishnah in Bechayrus had Netilus Rishus. And that's why the Mumcha L'Rabim is fucked. Here you didn't have Netilus Rishus. The din is still a good din, halacha l'maisa, but you need to ideally have both things. You need Mumchos and you need Kabbalah. And that's what it means V'ilo. You just had the din tar, you don't have both, and that's why you got to pay. Okay, let's see now a little bit in the beginning, then I want to finish up with something from the Parsha. Okay? We gotta see Vaita tomorrow, but I want to just see the beginning of the Gemara here, okay? Let's see the beginning of this Gemara. Halacha l'maisa, okay? Go ahead, Daniel, okay? Go ahead, Daniel.
Ready?
Yeah. I just want to see one line in the Gemara, okay, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Go ahead. Amarav. Hi, man.
Amarav. Hi, man.
Right.
In
other words, if a guy wants to judge a din Torah and he makes a mistake and he wants to be potter, so lishko rishus ve rishkusa, let him take rishus from the XLR. The chen amar Shmuel. You want to be potter if you make a mistake, you need rishus. So Gemara says very clearly to be potter from paying, you have to what? You have to have rishus rishus. Now let me ask you: have you ever heard of the concept of Grama and Garmi? This is what I want to get you to get today before we get to the last mile from the parsha. I want you to get. There is a halacha in Shas, Baba Basra, Baba Kama, Gemara has a Baba Kama, Daf Samach, Baba Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, called Grama bin Nezikin. Nezikin. Grama, Potter, Garmi is Chayiv. Okay? What's the difference between those two? They're both indirect damages. In fact, the Ramban wrote a whole kuntras dina de garmi. A whole kuntras. You can spend the whole zman on that Ramban, but I want you to get this. Garmi is chayiv. The two basic approaches are, if it's bari hezeka, your indirect act will cause 100% damage, even though it's indirect, you're chayiv to pay. And number two is the concept of miyad, that immediately after indirect action,
damage occurred and you're chayv to pay. Those are the two basic distinctions I want you to know between Grumman and Garmi. And the Mishnah tells me, I was asked by Rav Aaron Kreiser once, the great Goyim, Zecher Tzadik L'Bracha, my Rebbe's father-in-law, he was one of the great Talmidei Chacham here in YU, Rav Aaron Kreiser, Zatzal, a great Goyim. So I met him towards the end of his life in Shalbim, he was visiting his son-in-law, and I happened to have seen this Mishnah. He says, where's the marker of Garmi in Mishnayos and Shas? So he was blown away. I had just seen this Mishnah in Bukhari, Staf Chavchesim, and Beis. I was lucky, and I told him though. I told him I just saw it. He still was impressed. It says, Beferish, that if a Dayan makes a mistake, he must pay. And the Gemara says, why must he pay? Gemara Chavchesim, and Beis, Bukhari, Lamed, Tanan, Stomach, are there. The Dayan Dini de Garmi. Someone came with the Shaiwa. It was a dead frog. The frog is not Matame. You thought it was a dead rat. You told it was a dead rat. He throws it out. It was Tame. It cost him a lot of money. It was a frog. It was really tar. You realize later it was a frog. You have to shove the money out of your pocket. Why? Because a dying making a mistake is Garmi. You indirectly damaged that man that asked you the Shaiwa. It was 100% because he listened to you when you issued the psak, and it was immediate. That fits the bill of Garmi. That fits the bill of Garmi. And the Meila, that's why the Gemara says, Rav says, you want to be a judge and you want to make yourself an exemption if you make a mistake, then you better get into the Shushus from who? From the Reish Kalusa. Because if you don't get into the Shushus, you'll be high based on the principle of Dini de Garmi. Now, don't get me wrong. What do I mean to say by that? Oh, that the floodgates are open, that if you do a grumma, you're putter. Oh, so I'll engage in activity of grumma. It's grumma. I'm a grumma man. So maybe you mess up all your friends' properties? I have a fellow that I've learned with for many years, a Baal Boss. It was a Talmud of the Rov. He told me he plays racquetball sometimes in the city. And he played with someone. And he beat the fellow in racquetball. And the fellow was so incensed that he took my friend's racket, he had two rackets, and he smashed it and destroyed it. And he said, what's the big deal? I'll get you a new one. That's mamash against halacha. Ah, you'll tell me halacha l'maisa, you'll pay him back? We say grumma's putter, but the Gemara has a line of ambassador that it's usher to do. You can't be mazik someone's property. You have to clap al chay for that. Maybe it's not a forcible by basing the pay. It doesn't make it mutter to do. That was a terrible thing the guy did. Just because you gauge in grumma, you are putter from paying, but it's still usher to do. What that isser is could be many different types of isser. We'll mention a few. Leif ne'ivir, v'haftal rech kamocha. It might be the hashavas aveda, the rishash is a kavachom, hashavas aveda. Different biurim, what the isser to be mazik is. The Rebbeinu Yonah says, v'al tigzol. And my friend was very upset. Now, who gave you the right to do that? Just pay it back. Chassid show me. Punch a guy in the face, I'll pay you back for the medical debt. It's ridiculous. Right? It's a terrible thing. So this is what I want you to bring out. You got to know this. It's not found in Sanhedrin. It's a Mishnah in Chavchesim and Beis with the Gemara. That a mistaken psak is based on this principle called Garmi. And the difference between Garmi and Grumma, Garmi or Chai is either because it's Bari Hezekiah, it's 100%, but it's like an indirect damage. You drop a flower pot off the roof, you know it's going to break. What if I didn't break it? It was indirect, right? Come on. It was Bari Hezekiah, or it happens Miad. It doesn't happen 10 hours later. So therefore, that's the two major distinctions between Garmi and Grumma. But don't get me wrong, Grumma is still us and engaging. Whatever that is, sure, we mentioned four possibilities. Leif Neiver. After Reb Kamocha, that's what the Yad Ramah writes in Baba Basra. Rishash says, a kol shekhen of Hashav Zavedi. So Hashav Zavedi, you have a mitzvah to return his property. You don't hurt his property. And number four is the mitzvah of Ozlo Tigzol. Derech Agav, you know, the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix whether you interpret Leif Neiver literally. How does the Gemara interpret Leif Neiver in Shas? Al Pi Halacha. You're not allowed to give a kol shekhen l'nazir. You're not allowed to give every minachai to who? To a goy, right? Halachically, you're not allowed to stumble someone. Let's say you put a chair in front of a blind man. Leif ne'iver, lo sitein mikshol. Don't get me wrong. If you do that, you're a Rasha Gomer. You put a chair in front of a blanket. But are you over that particular issue? Minchas Chinuch says, I'm not sure. So the notes in the bottom, no, it's also to do the Minchas Chinuch. But the question, are you over that particular issue? So the notes in the bottom of the page says, you see from the Yad Ramah and Baba Basra, who offers two pasim makairis, lifnei iver and haftal erecha kamocha, how can you offer lifnei iver as a makar for nezikin? Must be interpreted the pasuk what? Literally, right? When you give a kosher animal a nudge, you're not damaging him. Spiritually maybe, but not physically. So obviously if the Yad Ramah gave that as a makor, he understood the pasuk literally. That's what the notes in the bottom of the page says of the Minchas Chinuch. So that's what we got to get into now, the smichin and tilus reshus. Okay, I want to close with the following. From the part, we'll continue tomorrow. We got a lot to do, Bishop. Okay? The truth is, the Rambam writes in Mitzvah Yudal, Pirak Yudal, Hilchos Ovel, that there are many mitzvahs of chesed that we can do. Many, many. But they're all derabbanans. In fact, I'll read you the lashon. Rambam writes, we can do Bikur Chaylin, we can do Nicham Avelim. We know that Hashem in the beginning of the parsha was Mavakar Chayla to Avram Avinu, correct? He was Mavakar Chayla. And we know that Hashem, we follow Hashem's ways. We can't, you know, Kiesh Ochlehu, but Mahu Rachum Mafata Rachum. And what does the Rambam say? Let's get it. Rambam writes in Pirik Yudal Alach Aleph, it was awful. Mitzvahs eshe shel divrayim levakar choylim, ulanachem aveilim, lohotzi ames, ulachin sakawa, velilvos orchim, ulisasim choltzarki akfurim, loseis alakosef, velelech lefonav lispo lechpor likpor, chen lesameh chosin lekawa, ulisavim choltzarkeim. Even the Biri did that, which you thought was pasha diraisa. He says, ve'elohim gimlus chosam shebekufa shein lehem shir, the din of Aftarech Kamocha. Many mitzvahs ben Allah are drobonim, but they're a kiyum of Aftarech Kamocha. Meaning through the Rabbi Yonah writes that Nicham Avel and Bikur Cholim are diraisa. The Rambam writes their label is midrobonim, but there's a kiyum of a haftarech kamoch when you do them. So Rav Franch, they asked in the Sefer, he says, I don't understand. One of the things on the list is kfur. That means the guy's dead already. It says, reyacha b'mitzvahs. What's the famous din? A mace is chavshim in a mitzvahs. A mace is pater in mitzvahs. You know, the Gemara says you bury him in his talus. We have a minig to cut the talus off when we bury him with his talus. Question is, how could we go against the Gemara? That's a different topic for a different shir. But Lomaisa Nesis Chavshim in a Mitzvah. It's not his part in Mitzvah. So I could say Vafterech Kamoch, including that list, is Kfur. You follow me? He's not Reach of the Mitzvah. He's Gestorben. Gestorben means he's Nifter. That's one kasha. The second kasha is, if you look in the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Ches, where he discusses the Halachta Bedrochov, imitating Hashem's ways, he never mentions any of his mitzvahs. Why not? None of them. None of them. Just as Halachta B'drochov. Be merciful. In mitzvah Chavav, in the mitzvah Aftarech Kamocha, mitzvah Chavhei, I think it's Chavav actually. Excuse me. In mitzvah Chavav, he never says a word about these mitzvahs. What's going on? So there was a great Rosh Yeshiva in Ponovich. We've mentioned him already, the Asher Shlomo. He was the Stipler's son-in-law. Great going, Rabbi Asher. Shlomo Berman Tzatzal. Shmukel Berman Tzatzal. He wants to say a Chiddush Nifla. Hashem wants us to have a feeling, an esoteric feeling that we can't concretize precisely to a specific act. That you feel so much for your friend that you want these things to happen to him just like you want them to happen to you. But they cannot be finite. They can't be concretized precisely to a specific action. You follow me? You have to have that hargosha. You have to have that feeling. And the nature of halachta b'drachim is to have that feeling. But you can't pin it down to a specific act.
He wants to say, even if you go to the hospital to visit someone ill, and the person would be discharged already, if you were such a good-hearted guy that you had that feeling, maybe you'd be out to the mitzvah. Because you had that feeling. See, the actions are vehicles to get to that feeling. You follow what I'm saying? Therefore, the Rambam, when describing the halacha of, does not mention a specific act. And when describing the halacha of v'aftel rechamocha, does not mention a specific act. Because the mitzvah d'oraisa is not, cannot be concretized and tangible enough to talk about a specific act. You follow me? And that's why Refrain Shlita wanted to say that answers the Rambam. V'aftel recha kamocha. Recha b'mitzvah. What do you mean? He's nifter. The word is that you'll have that same feeling. As long as you have that same feeling, you could clear the shalom and the rabbanon. Were they misakin to do the specific act? Or were they were misakin to do the specific act to get to that feeling? It's possible to say to get to that feeling. So even if the fellow is already passed away, but if as long as they have that feeling for him, that you'd want him, he'd want you to be buried like you're burying him, then feeling that hargosh is enough to fulfill the mitzvah. You follow what I'm saying? That's why it's not listed, the specific action here. That's why it's not listed. The Melin came, if that's the case, maybe, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Vakar Choyler. You ever thought about the Rambam has a klal on his bracha of Pirkei Aleph? There never is a bracha on a mitzvah ben Adam L'chaveiro. Why not? Only mitzvah ben Adam L'makom, shofar, luluf. Think about it. You don't say a bracha when you have vaker choyler or nichum avelim. Why not?
You don't know if they're going to accept it?
That's specifically by tztaka.
Oh, yeah.
That's tztaka, the Rashba says. But what about all these all the mitzvahs? So this is exactly the vort. You can only say a bracha on something that has mamashas, has tangibility, a shofar, a luluf. The guy you visit in the hospital or your menachem avim, he's like, is he an esrig? Is he a chefsa? That I'm saying a bracha and make him feel terrible. In other words, the mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveiro are something that are antithetical to have a bracha. A bracha is you're doing a finite act, and I want to makadosh that act. Just like the Rambam says, Birkas Nenin is matters the isra achila, mi'ila. There's an isra of eating without a bracha of mi'ila, gezel. The bracha on the food matters that. So the Rambam compares Birkas HaMitzvahs to Birkas Nenin. The bracha allows me to do a mitzvah. I shake the lulav, it's not batting practice, it's a mitzvah. The bracha is mekanish that act. It matters me philosophically to confront Hashem to do a mitzvah. When it comes to a mitzvah that has been Adam Chaveiro, it's too esoteric. It's too intangible. I shouldn't need a bracha to ready me. It should come naturally. It should come emotionally. To have a bracha would, in fact, insult the fellow. It's antithetical to have a bracha. That's exactly this word. That's why there is no bracha recited on mitzvahs. Bein Adam L'chaveiro. Rambam doesn't say why, but that's what the Rav Zatzal wanted to say. That's good for the Chiddush. That's the notion of the bracha. Now, L'maisa, I want to daven mincha afterwards, yeah? Daven mincha, it's not too early to daven mincha, is it? You can daven mincha,
yeah?
Okay. So L'maisa comes out, if you noticed, in the Parsha, Chassam Sefer is a Meiridik Achiv. Meiridik Abshat. Did you notice the difference between Avimelech and Paro? In the story of Avimelech and Paro? What was the difference in the story in Avimelech and Paro? Did you notice that? What did the Chassam Sefer point out? He says, Eishes Ish Novi Ata. Shem tells Avimelech, Avram is a Novi. He knows you didn't touch her. Why does that phrase not apply pure by paro? So we learned last year, what's the din if an Eishes Yisrael is raped? What's halacha? If she's raped, her husband is still what? Mutter to her. What's the din if an Eishes Kohen is raped? We learned that she's awesome. We learned it too, you remember? Going in post-Pesach. Who made Avram a Kohen? Malki Tzedek, Melech Shem, said the Kohen Lekel Elyon. Before he was Yisrael, And now he's a what? Now he's a status of a Kohen. So by the story of Paro, he was a Eishes Yisrael. Even if she was raped by Paro, God forbid, he would have been mutter to Sarah. However, when it comes to the story of Avimelech, he was already a Din Kohen. He wouldn't be able to resume being married to Sarah unless he knew Benevuah that she wasn't touched. Because Inesha's Kohen, Shenensa, is Aser. So that's why Hashem says to Avimelech, return her. He knows you didn't touch her. Ki Navihu. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to live with her. He wouldn't have been able to marry her. That's good for the Chiddush. Okay? That's good for the Chiddush. So, Lamaisa, I want you to bring out, Lamaisa, these concepts to be cognizant of Berav L'Chavero and realize that really it's to have the proper argushes and feelings, because the truth is, you know, a lot of people do chasadim without the right thoughts. Can you imagine a guy buying groceries for an elderly lady, comes into the kitchen, plops it on the table and just leaves? Can't even ask how she is? The purpose of these things is the Rambam says, a kium of a haftal rech kamocha. Or a kium of alachta bedrochav. That's what the Rambam's fulfilling this din. Okay, let's dive in. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Is everyone staying?
Yeah, I'd like to dive in.
Yeah, let's dive in.
Yeah. Yeah.